you.
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to chat about, discuss, share advice, you want it, you need it. A brighter deal now for a Tuesday.
Good.
This is my deal, and I'm we've talked about it. I have a yellow Mustang Cobra, and I do drive it somewhat erratically up and down north and southbound 99 daily, and you will see me in it, as many people have, all over, in and about, and around the Sacramento metropolitan and surrounding areas.
Well, you can't just call it yellow. You've got to call it, when they spot you, they've got to be able to spot you. It is canary yellow.
It is chrome yellow. That is the paint code on the door. It is chrome yellow. It is not canary. It is chrome.
It does.
It is chrome yellow. It is not canary yellow.
I love saying that to him.
Yeah, Don drives that car. It's called Tweety Bird Yellow. Tweety Bird Yellow. That's not what it is. It's chrome yellow. Yes. If I were going to name it, it would be called macho yellow. It would be called well-endowed yellow.
Yes, it would.
Lumberjack yellow.
Chainsaw yellow.
Yes.
Axe handle.
Yes. Beer swilling logger man yellow.
Oh, God.
Strong man yellow. Get in line, ladies, yellow. Yes, he's a gigolo yellow.
I'm going to tell you this. It is very vibrant.
Yes, oh, yeah. It is. And I don't even like, why do you got to say vibrant? Why can't you say buffed bright? Yes, it's very shiny like the sun. You don't say it's vibrant.
Well, my eyes are watering from laughing, and I can see it clearly through the darkness of the night.
Yes, he carries an axe in his back pocket, yellow.
What are you looking at? This thing is macho.
He's unarmed, but even more dangerous, yellow. So I have this car, and I drive it around. People have seen me in it. If you saw me today heading northbound in to do the show today, and you saw, because here's what's funny, and I know you, and I know Albert, and we've talked about this with Dana. People that get up this time of morning because there's less traffic, I see, because I leave at the same time and drive the same time. I'm not always late, running late like Joe.
That is true.
But you'll see a lot of people in their same patterns. You'll see people come to stop signs at the same time. You'll see the same people at gas stops. You'll see the same people at different on-ramps and off-ramps of the freeway.
It's really weird, because at no other time of the day, we used to do the afternoons forever and ever, but no other time during the day have I ever noticed it like this.
You see a lot of the same drivers and vehicles and a lot of people doing their same routines daily, and it's easier to notice because there's less people on the road.
It's weird.
So I know people have seen the car, and they've seen this, and they probably saw this morning. If you saw some dots being hit, and you saw some erratic driving and some weird lane changes, and you saw lots of brake lights and damn near stopping, abrupt slowdowns and stopping on 99 and speeding up to speeds that some may construe as well over 90.
Wow.
If you saw some erratic behavior for about, I don't know, 25 minutes to almost 30, which is my duration of drive.
The entire time.
Yeah, it's because as soon as I got on the on-ramp today and I got on, my damn cell phone, it fell, because when I drive, I carry it on my lap, and it's got a little rubber deal on it, and it usually stays there. What I did today dumbly was I looked at something before I got on the on-ramp, and I set it on my leg, so when I did this big sweeping right-hand turn, it fell off, it went over my shifter, and it fell down on the passenger floor. Usually, I don't pick up my phone until I get on the freeway, and it's sitting on the side seat, and then I pick it up and put it in my lap, because as you know, 99 from freaking Bakersfield to Reading is one straight shot. You know, there's very few turns in 99. So today, I looked at it.
So what you're saying is you spend the majority of your drive into work each day on your phone.
I look at news. Oh. I read things.
Lovely.
I do. And here's the thing. You know, this is a hands-free, free show, and it has been that way since July 1st, 2009.
Typically, we like to keep it hands-free, free for phone calls, though. We don't want them perusing the intranet.
Do as they say, not as I do. And yet, to me, I have not had any accidents. I can multitask. Some drivers can't. And again, if I take my lump, I got to take my lump if I get caught. So I do. I like to go through and I like to read stuff. And typically, you don't see erratic driving or lane changes or brake lights or sudden speed up or slowdowns. But today you did, because I experienced something that I was not happy with. I could not reach my damn cell phone. And it was down there, and I wanted it so bad. And before you say, I'll just come out and say, first, I don't have a digital dependency. My point with this is, had I left my phone at home?
I think you do.
No, I really don't. And I knew you were going to say, I think you do.
It kind of sounds like you do, because I think I know where you're going now. Were you trying to drive erratic so you could get it to slide across the floor to get over to you?
Bingo. Ding, you ding, ding.
You couldn't reach it with your hand, could you?
No. I'm here to tell you, man, it's tough in that car because it's got a...
It's really far over there.
It's a deep little bowl. In some cars, I can.
I just see you this morning.
And I was trying to... I was speeding up, and it, like I say, it's got a rubber bottom on it. And the damn thing wouldn't slide. It wouldn't move, and I'm like giving it gas. Whoa! I'm double clutching it. And I'm
you're probably hitting lane so it'll slide your way.
Oh, yeah. I'm slamming the brakes on when no one's around.
Does that work?
It moved a little bit, but I couldn't get it. I couldn't get my hands on it. I'm driving with my left knee. I've got
it's danger zone. You're trying to reach that thing over there.
I feel the dots. I look up. I'm like, man, I just wanted it. But here's the thing. I didn't want it because it's a phone, and I needed to read the news or have the phone in my lap. It just pissed me off because I couldn't get the phone. This would be the same thing. Like,
it made you angry because you couldn't accomplish the task at hand?
And not only the task at hand, but I wanted it where it needed to be.
Oh, it was out of place.
Not out of place because it was out of place. I wanted it. And the same thing would have happened if I dropped my wallet. If I carried a wallet, let's say, I dropped it. Let's say my...
Oh, now you're going to try and take it off the digital device. Same thing would have happened if you dropped your shoe.
Yes, I have a pocket knife. If I would have dropped that, or let's say I had like a set of spare keys or something else and it fell on the floorboard, it would irritate the hell out of me. I wanted to get it off the floorboard, even though I knew it wasn't going to move, even though I knew if I needed to make a call or a text or whatever, I could pull over safely and I could retrieve the phone, but I just wanted it, and I don't know why it turned into a 30-minute ordeal of Tom and Jerry and me trying to pick this damn thing up off the floor, and I know other people have done this.
It probably looked like you had a bee in the car.
It probably did.
What the hell's wrong with that guy?
I was hitting the brakes. I was speeding up. And fact of the matter, short story long, I could not apprehend the phone until I got to work. And it upset me greatly. And then I get out and I picked it up. And I was like, God, I wanted to slam it. But again, it's not a digital phone dependency. Because there's been times when I've left my phone. Like okay, case in point, my watch. If I've left my phone at home and I'm like, oh, crap, I'll always think, do I want to turn around? I'm 10 minutes in. Do I leave it? Do I go back
and get it? Have you come to work without your phone?
Once or twice.
You have?
Yes. Once or twice I forgot my phone, or I've left it in the car and I'm like, yeah, I'll go down after the show or whatever. If I know it's in the car, I'm okay. If it's at home, I'm like... Because that's what people do when you forget stuff. You size up the drive. Now, if I'm going on vacation...
You gotta find out if it's worth going back after it or not, or just leaving it there.
Yeah, a lot of people have done this. You're going on vacation. You know, you set your phone down. You get 15 minutes into the drive, 30 minutes into the drive, you're like, crap, we got to go back. Okay, I get that. But when I'm going to work and I leave it, if I'm 10 minutes in, I'm like, oh, man, I look at the watch. I'm like, nah, I don't need my phone today. Same thing with my wristwatch. If I leave my wristwatch, that's one thing I cannot leave the house without. If I'm 10 minutes in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to live without it. But sometimes if
I... you go back for a wristwatch or a phone?
I'm more apt to go back for my watch than my phone.
Really?
Hand to God, true story.
I can't leave mine at home. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is if I don't have it, then I'm like, okay, whoever's going to text me or whatever, the most important thing is either my family that's near my phone or the work and my place of business to where I'm headed. I don't need the phone. In fact, it's kind of nice not having it, but the fact that I had the phone but couldn't put my hand on it, that drove me insane. And I went fishing for that sumbitch for 30 minutes on 99 today, and I did everything possible that I could do without running into another car or flipping my car, and I could not get my hands on it, and it upset me greatly. That's my deal.
God, to be a fly on the wall with you sometimes.
Oh, you know what? Had there been a fly in the wall of that car today, you would have heard it. And if I didn't have a convertible top, I would have been punching the roof. I would have put dents in that damn thing because I was so frustrated I couldn't get it.
You always talk about my life being so complicated. I think you're getting a little taste of my life right now.
Yeah, but your life is complicated. If I were rational and if it would have been more crowded, I would have just said, I just stay there. But I wanted to pick it up, and plus, there was a little bit of a challenge involved. I wanted to see if
I
could do it.
That's exactly what it was, right there.
I wanted to see, because I knew it was pretty much impossible, but I tried. And a lot of people are like, well, yeah, it's because you have those little T-Rex arms, dog, and your legs are short. There's no way. Okay, a little bit of truth to that. But I tried, and I gave it hell, and I failed.
I don't even think a normal armed person would be able to reach that thing over there.
Yeah, where it was, you'd be hard-pressed.
You'd be kind of hard-pressed. I mean, in sports cars, the the seat or the floorboard or whatever you want to call that, where you put your feet, they dip down far. And in the doghouse or whatever that middle console is, it's hard to get over it.
And here's the other thing, too. I got to work, and I looked at it because I turned my interior light on. The phone moved about 3 centimeters.
I was going to say, did it even come anywhere near it?
No. It was on the carpet, and it did not move. Had it fallen on the face, it would have slid around a little bit. But it fell right on the rubber case, and it stuck there. And I could not make it budge. I could not get my hands on it.
That is funny to me. That's hilarious because when he drives his car, he's got to be on. You either you're talking or you're looking at it.
I read news and I like to do that stuff. And I could, like, again, I can multitask. Others can't.
So says you.
Yeah. And if the lights come on, if someone catches me, well, then I'll have to take my lumps. But I didn't get the phone today, but here we are.
Irritated as hell, just like every other morning.
Woo! Here we go. It is a Tuesday. Listen to this. This is what we got today. We've got Eagle Stew, your final chance to win the tickets with another little montage of songs. That'll happen coming up today for the show that's tonight at Golden One. And we've got Disney tickets coming up at 8 o'clock again. 4 packs, 2 days, you'll go down to Disneyland. That's all coming up. Pay attention to this.